Heroin. It's killing a generation in New Jersey. And if you think your child is immune, you are wrong. Good evening, everyone. I'm Eric Scott. Tonight, part of the New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall series, Heroin, Help and Healing. I'll be joined tonight by addiction treatment experts, as well as former addicts and even a former drug dealer who tells us how she hooked kids in the affluent New Jersey suburbs. Many experts believe the current heroin epidemic is fueled by, if it wasn't started by, an over-reliance on prescription painkillers. Heroin itself started out as an opiate painkiller before it morphed into the killer it is today. And there was a report this week that even people closely following their doctor's orders about taking prescription medication could unknowingly find themselves hooked, beginning a cycle of addiction that is difficult to break.
The most recent data tells a shocking story. More than 900 people a year in Jersey are dying from heroin and other opiate drug overdoses. Carrier Clinic addiction expert Dr. David Bush says a major reason why this epidemic continues is because once you use heroin, it changes your brain. And for many,
the reward centers of the brain are changed forever, where there's basically a need to use something that's just this side of needing to breathe that's extraordinarily powerful.
Angelo Valenti of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey says we now know that when young people take a prescription painkiller, even for as little as 5 days, they are
33% more likely to become heroin addicts as they go on into adulthood.
Each year, thousands of New Jersey residents overdose on heroin or prescription painkillers, many turning to heroin when the pills become too expensive. This hour, you'll hear from experts who've been on both sides of this issue, treatment experts and former addicts. The figures are staggering for our kids. Heroin addiction rates are continuing to rise in all grade levels, with the biggest spikes now being seen as young as eighth grade. And these are not kids in urban schools. Suburban kids are the fastest growing segment of heroin addiction among our young people. But it's not just kids. Adults from all walks of life are succumbing to heroin, many after getting hooked on pain medication following back surgery or even dental procedures. It has forced anti-drug campaigns to radically change their messages to respond to a threat that is still growing faster than anyone imagined.
By the time she was 15, Carolyn Krug of Howell was drinking, smoking pot, and popping prescription painkillers. A few years later, she was a full-blown crackhead selling synthetic heroin to her high school classmates.
Yeah, kids that were in my grade, then they would tell their friends, and you know, it went from being like a small thing of me selling to like my neighbors or, you know, like kids I grew up with to their cousins, their parents.
She says life as a drug addict and dealer quickly spiraled out of control.
You know, a normal person in society wouldn't be like, oh, okay, I'm going to wake up in the morning and go rob this house just because I want money.
24-year-old Carolyn Krug has been drug-free in rehab for the past 3.5 years.
Tonight, a program that offers education for all and help for those who need it. A special town hall event now on New Jersey 101.5. Good evening, everyone. I'm Eric Scott. 1-800-283-1015 is our telephone number to join in the discussion tonight. My guest tonight, former Governor Jim McGreevy. We also have New Jersey's Acting Human Services Commissioner, Elizabeth Connolly, and Daniel Regan, a recovering addict and founder of CFC Loud and Clear. Governor McGreevy, let's begin with you. Did it surprise you just how deeply this issue affects so many people?
Yes, and one, I want to thank you and 101.5 for putting together this program, because this is a crisis that happens across all families, all socioeconomic groups, racial groups, ethnic groups. And there was one young woman from Ocean County. She was a school teacher, wonderful person. She taught third or fourth grade. She had gotten into an accident. Physician had prescribed an opiate, and she became addicted to that opiate. And then after such time, after she had pharmacy shopped and doctor shopped and ran out of all of the options after taking as many opiates as she could, she eventually went to heroin. After that, she wound up in Clinton State Prison for women and realized how quickly she fell through the rabbit hole and that her life had just become a disaster because of opiates.
Jersey has become a gateway state for heroin distribution up and down the East Coast, so the drug is cheaper and more pure here than in most other parts of the country. Angelo Valenti of the Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey says another major problem is heroin dealers are cutting their product with all sorts of chemical concoctions.
There are synthetic types of heroin that are available, and for the most part, fentanyl is mixed with heroin, and it provides an even stronger effect on the body.
Addiction expert Dr. David Bush of the Carrier Clinic says mixing the cancer drug fentanyl with heroin is extremely dangerous because
it's many times more potent than heroin is, perhaps 50 times more potent, and it's more likely people are going to stop breathing.
On our live blog tonight, we have experts that will help direct you to areas of treatment. But let's talk to the addict, Daniel Regan. Daniel, how many times were you in rehab?
In rehab, it was lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. And now, after multiple stints, you found your sobriety. You are helping others to do the same. So many people still think that this is just an inner city problem.
That baffles me at this point. It's everywhere. It doesn't discriminate whether you come from an affluent family, whether you're well-educated, whether you're poor, whether you had a horrible childhood growing up. It doesn't matter. It will take over.
Let's talk to Carl in Trenton. Carl, you're on New Jersey 101.5. Hi, Carl.
How you guys doing tonight? I've been 6 years now clean as of yesterday. The hardest thing I've seen after losing probably close to 50 people now, actually overdosing and watching their struggle as they try to get this, go into a rehab 30 days. That's not enough. It took me almost 3 to 4 years to get right. Many people don't want to do it. They mentally can't handle it, don't want to keep the fight up, and they give in and go back to it.
Carrier Clinic CEO Don Parker says to enhance recovery opportunities for those addicted to opiates, a special transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation therapy has been developed.
This TENS unit stimulates the hypothalamus back into activity after a drug episode. So we remove the drug from your system. We have new drugs, for instance, like naltrexone, that allows you to block the feeling of the opiate and get you through the detox process safely. And then we come back and we rehab, literally, your hypothalamus.
Each person needs a unique plan, a unique set of treatments, a unique approach, says Parker. This is definitely not a one-size-fits-all kind of situation to find the right path to recovery.
Final thoughts, Commissioner. What do you think folks need to take away from tonight?
Everyone has a story, and as long as you keep pushing towards your goal and you just make yourself a better person every day, then you're a saint in my book.
Amen.
If you will go to NJ1015.com, the live blog is still on, and we will be able to get you the help that you may need here this evening. I'm Eric Scott. Thank you, and good night.